here's a story from The World.
In India, population 1.3 billion, cases of the coronavirus are spiking. Mumbai, the financial hub, now has 51,000 recorded cases. That's more than Wuhan, China, at its peak earlier this year. And yet, restaurants, stores, and places of worship are reopening across India. It's been 2.5 months, this entrepreneur in Delhi told the BBC. People need to go outside and go back to work. Pramar Mukherjee is a professor at the University of Michigan. She's been modeling the outbreak of coronavirus in India since March.
It is actually a steady growth, and I do not see the curve turning the corner. According to our models, by July 1, there will be around 600,000 to 2.1 million cases, potentially. That's the upper bound of the confidence interval. So things are not looking to come down very soon in India.
2.1 million potential cases. That's stunning. I mean, so when do you expect a peak?
The models show that the peaks are not until late July and August, but I would really caution you that as the models project out into the long-term future, there's tremendous uncertainty associated with these projections because we really do not know what people are going to do on the ground as the country reopens. Is there going to be a cautious return or a very vigorous return that people have fed up with the lockdown?
So just to be clear, you would still consider that peak the first wave, right?
Yeah, so India, it's definitely not the second wave. But if you look at India, I think it's very important to recognize the statewide heterogeneity. So some of the states have actually experienced their first peak. And if you look at their virus curve, it looks like other places in Europe where the lockdown came within 3 weeks, you saw a slowdown of the cases and the curve went down. But that has not been true in most of India's states, for example, Maharashtra, Delhi, now Tamil Nadu, Rajasthan, Gujarat, and Uttar Pradesh.
Yeah, so given that variety, it must be really difficult to create a model or different models even for a country of 1.3 billion people. So how do you go about that?
Yes, that's a great question, because I think I missed this point initially when we started to model the national data and without tracking this heterogeneity across the states. So now in our app, we do have state-specific models because there is tremendous heterogeneity in the states and even within states. India really needs to track the data at a very granular level.
So do you think, Professor, the statistics you're relying on to build these models, are they reliable? Because we've heard so much about the inaccuracy of various models because, for example, testing is so variable from country to country.
Of course, we are working with very imperfect data and imperfect reality. So the question is that we could give up and say that, no, we are going to not do any projection models because we do not believe the case counts. We do not believe the death counts. But to me, what the model does is instead of the absolute numbers, the takeaway messages and the lessons from intervention perspective is still meaningful because it helps me to study the problem in terms of really thinking about deploying resources. For example, just looking at R or doubling time does not give me any idea about how many cases do I expect in Mumbai, how should I plan my healthcare capacity. So for that, I do need the projection models. And even if they are projecting high numbers, I at least know the worst case scenario and prepare that where do I need the beds and the ventilators and the ICUs and the PPEs. So I think the models have some utility in terms of planning and policy.
Professor, you were born in India. I know you have aging parents there and deep bonds to the subcontinent. How much is the overall future health of India in all respects in the forefront of your mind as you do this work?
The work on India has meant more to me than just doing data science and modeling. My entire family is in India, and they are in Calcutta, which was hit by a Category 4 cyclone in addition to the coronavirus. So how do you do social distancing in a natural disaster? All of these hard questions that you have to ask. And that is why we are very worried about coronavirus in India, because India has about 0.7 beds per 1,000 people. Very few ICU beds and number of ventilators are also limited. So I think India has a fragile healthcare system.
Pramar Mukherjee is a professor at the University of Michigan who's been modeling the outbreak of coronavirus in India. Professor, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.